Now let's lean off with Normal Mayor Chris Koos, who says the town could be looking to revise its sign regulations because those welcome your neighbor signs that have popped up all over the Twin Cities. More from GLT's Eric Stock.
Koos says a resident claims keeping the signs up permanently isn't legal based on the town's code, and the mayor says they might be right.
You know, our sign code is unclear at best on those kinds of issues. It depends on how you read the code that you got to take them down after a period of time.
Koos says the neighbor signs could be defined as an issue of general public interest, in which case they could not be left up indefinitely. The mayor believes a recent Supreme Court ruling could back the signs as a reflection of free speech, but if that's the case, the town's own language could be out of line.
Does our sign code try to contradict what the Supreme Court said about ability to express opinion?
Koos went to Facebook to solicit public feedback about the signs, sort of an online straw poll, and got hundreds of comments. Koos says he wasn't looking to turn it into a culture war online.
I was hopeful that it wouldn't, but, you know, I'm not surprised that it is in today's world. It does become an issue. It was unfortunate that sign was the one they went after.
Koos says he'll direct town staff at inspections and planning to review the language so the signs are not in violation, but he's not sure when the matter will get resolved.
It's something that if staff has time to take a look at that, we will do that. Again, it's not like a tier one priority for me.
The signs in question state in Spanish, English, and Arabic, "No matter where you are from, we're glad you're our neighbor." A Virginia church came up with the idea in 2015, and they spread throughout the country. I'm Eric Stock.